from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm convinced, folks, that's pretty much the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
McDavid becomes available this offseason. He says, I'm done. Put together a trade package.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is.
On WGR.
That's the dumbest thing you could have said.
Sports Radio 550.
I got a Let's Get Stupid for you. You decide how stupid this is.
Okay, I'm excited.
Josh, you ready?
I've got a sport also that I would really like to see in the Olympics. I do not think... This is the same one, though, the way you're setting it up.
No, this sport is in the Olympics.
The sport that you're about to talk about is in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking up, by the way, now the defunct winter sports, like, or Olympic sports. They used to have the tug of war.
They should bring that back.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tug of war sounds awesome in the Olympics.
Here's the idea.
Okay.
I'm not the first one to have this idea. I'm sure it's been lobbied, studied, whatever. Let's do one-on-one basketball.
Ooh, one-on-one basketball.
Let's go.
Did you think of this the other day when we were watching one-on-ones at training camp?
No, I
thought that to me was the most entertaining part of training camp so far.
I thought of it watching the three-on-three and thinking, you know, people, basketball is a sport you can play one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, four-on-four, five-on-five.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
One-on-one
the international
basketball.
Game. Imagine for a moment that today you've got, I even don't want to go with the right names here, but
you've got Giannis against LeBron.
Yes.
Those are the right
semifinal.
Names.
Semifinal. Giannis against LeBron.
Yeah. Would it be those
And then you have
guys,
Jokic against Embiid.
What?
Wouldn't they be playing on like their 5-on-5 teams? Like, because the 3v3 guys, though, are like not on the
I've, got, I've got tennis players playing singles and doubles.
That's true. That's very true.
I've but got runners doing three events. I've got swimmers doing relays and singles.
Yep.
One-on-one.
I mean, Jason Tatum's not even playing for Team USA.
There you go.
Just take him.
Make your choice.
Have him do it.
I'm not going to play in the 5-on-5 team because I'm going for the gold.
Wow.
One-on-one basketball.
Yeah. This is good.
Incredible would it be?
I really like this.
Let's get it in the next Olympics.
One-on-one
basketball. LeBron can't still be playing, can he? Maybe.
One-on-one,
he is still the best player out there. Giannis LeBron, one-on-one at noon today.
Oh, it would be.
Let's go.
It would be awesome. Would it be entertaining, though?
Sure.
The hype would be like, oh, man, one-on-one, the names. But the game itself,
how appealing
would it be
would
a
it
good
be?
Watch? You'd have a lot of stopping and starting as opposed to regular basketball, right?
Yep.
It'd depend on the rules. I think you'd have to make
call your own
rules.
Fouls.
Ooh.
For the goal.
Call your own fouls. Yes. Now, this does not belong in Let's Get Stupid to me.
Too good of an idea?
This is a good idea. I mean, 3-on-3 in there. How much worse is one-on-one than 3-on-3.
3-on-3 is half court. You're checking it past the three-point line. You know, yeah. It's just half court basketball.
Yeah.
One-on-one's probably not that appealing. Josh is probably right. That's what's stopping this. What's LeBron doing? Step back, you know, dribble, step back.
All LeBron can do.
Hit one from the elbow and then do that 10 times and that's game.
Yeah.
Put a requirement that you have to dunk 5 times.
You'd want the right matchups, too, because, like, you don't want Serbia. Who are you sending out? Oh, well, Jokic. USA, who are you sending out? We're going to put Steph Curry out there.
Curry wouldn't make the Olympic. He wouldn't make it.
He wouldn't make it?
He can't defend. He can't defend anybody in one-on-one.
But if he's going against one of these big guys, they can't defend him. And he's getting the 2 points.
He'd get knocked out. He wouldn't make the qualifiers. That kind of game, he couldn't do it.
If it's not make it, take it, when he beat Jokic?
No.
Because he can just shoot, he can just run around and shoot twos. His shot counts more.
That's right.
So he doesn't have to stop Jokic one time and he'll win that match if he just hits enough.
If it's make it take it, you gotta stop him once.
Well, that's why I said if it's not make it take it, but we're assuming it would be make it take it.
I have no idea. Now it is let's get stupid.
Yeah, now we've
immediately discovered why they don't do it.
You could have strategy behind it. It's like you have a group of guys and you have to use them all once, at least.
Like a scramble.
Yeah, like a scramble. Exactly.
Why, what sport do you want to see in the Olympics?
Dodgeball. Why is dodgeball not in the Olympics? They have handball in the Olympics. It's
all
the same ball.
Handball. Handball goalies have a 35% save percentage.
But dodgeball would be an energy. Listen, this is all TV. They want to make the money with the TV, right? You telling me they wouldn't get better ratings for dodgeball than they would for, again, something like handball, for instance? Dodgeball, to me, is the one. That needs to be in the Olympics. What about slam ball? Is that too gimmicky?
Yeah, I'll pass.
The trampoline dunking game that they're bringing back, I guess?
In 1904, they did the plunge for distance. Underwater swimming. The distance you can swim underwater. Like the torpedo would have killed this thing. Yeah. How long can you swim underwater?
Okay. I thought you were saying how far down could you go while holding your breath and get back up. But that seems like that might be dangerous.
Yeah.
To do that.
Used to have a site here with all the defunct events. Used to have the 60-meter dash.
Okay.
Used to have standing high jump.
Did you know breaking is only at this Olympics?
It's not going to...
It's a one-time thing.
I did not know that.
It's a one-time thing. They're getting rid of it. I don't know why.
There used to be a two-handed javelin event.
Okay. Okay. What, they would throw it like a soccer ball, kind of? Like in a soccer throw?
Good question.
There used to be penny farthing racing.
What's that?
What does
that
mean?
Big bikes with the big wheel on the front and the little wheel on the back.
Is that right?
Yeah. I saw a video of it from the 1928 Olympics.
What's that bike called?
The penny farthing.
Penny farthing.
Yeah. It's got the big wheel on the front. You got to get way up on the seat. And they just race around like a track, like track and field. But like kind of what they do with bikes in these races or in these Olympics. But, you know, obviously bigger.
There used to be art competitions at the Olympics.
Okay. That's not sports.
Nope.
You have to That's run not an while you're painting.
Paint running.
Apparently also, I didn't even know this, because I've been so, you know, I knew golf is back and flag football is coming to the Olympics in 2028. Baseball is also coming back.
Okay.
To the Olympics. Cricket is coming to the Olympics. And also lacrosse.
Lacrosse used to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, 1908. First time since 1908. All right, so we got some new sports coming next time that are pretty popular. Give me dodgeball, though.
What are you going to vote out?
Oh, one's got to leave?
Yeah. One in, one out.
Speed walking.
Race walking?
Yeah, race walking. What are we doing? Just run. It's like, oh, I did this. It's a weird sport for me. Speed walking. Also one that you never see on TV.
How about this horse that's like walking on air right now?
What is this on TV? It's equestrian right now? Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the horse is floating through the air right now.
I don't know if this is a good performance from dressage, but it's impressive. Equestrian dressage.
Wait, if we have equestrian, we've already involved horses. Why do we not have horse racing in the Olympics? Isn't there an Olympic
derby?
There's
no people.
There's no Olympic derby?
There is people, actually. Sorry. I was thinking about the horses just running by themselves.
Olympic derby. Huh.
Why not?
Eh?
What's stopping us? They're out here right now for this. Equestrian. We are involving horses.
All right, well,
give me an Olympic derby. Give me who just won the Kentucky Derby. I don't remember the name of the horse. Why wasn't Mind That Bird allowed to race in the Olympics?
All right, you have a mission to involve a different animal. What's the next animal? Horses are in the Olympics. What's the next animal that should be up?
A dog show.
Doc dogs at the Olympics. Let's do it.
Ooh, yeah.
Summer Olympic doc dogs.
Yeah. Don't you need... Well, I guess, no, a person is involved.
Yeah.
You need a person involved with the animal, or else it just become the Animal Olympics.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, going to join us at the top of the hour.
I want to ask you a question that Mike Shope asked me yesterday about the Bills and coaches. Did you hear them talking about this yesterday?
Yes. Was it the worst coach they lost to?
The worst coach they've lost to. Not named Urban Meyer. It might be too much for trivia. I have the full list of all the coaches Sean McDermott has lost to, including all of the ones he's lost to more than once. I got that for you when we come back.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.